Well, it's a big weekend for University of Maine Black Bear hockey as they hit the road to take on the nationally ranked Riverhawks of UMass Lowell. John Shields, the voice of the Bears, joining us and excited to see the beauty and the wonder of Lowell, Massachusetts. Right, John?
Oh, yes. The beautiful city of Lowell. We can't wait to get there to the Songus Center. But, you know, in the building, it's a top 10 matchup. Maine coming off one of those top 10 weekends with Denver, splitting with the defending national champs, but they're right back in it. This is a big Hockey East series and a big series in the national picture too, as both these teams are in the top 10.
Well, let's go back to last weekend first. What a great atmosphere. The Alphon banged out and absolutely rocking, but a devastating loss Friday night. It was such a great game, and to be within 20 seconds of overtime and then give up that late goal was a tough one.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was. It's not one that you I didn't want to ponder or kind of get hung up on it for too long. I mean, it was a great hockey game. Either team could have won. But, yeah, you got to win faceoffs in Denver. Denver was able to win some critical faceoffs there in that third period. And they're a highly skilled team. And they scored 20 seconds to go and were able to capture the night one win that made the Black Bears hungry for night two. So, yeah, disappointing, but not like it was the end of the world in the big picture. Just a great hockey game back and forth. Playoff atmosphere, playoff feel. Either team could have won either night.
And what a great bounce back on Saturday and a terrific game. I have to think maybe that's as loud as you've ever experienced the Alphon in your years doing the games.
Yeah, it's pretty loud, pretty fun to be in there for that one. David Brazil, the captain of this team, who doesn't score very often, but a super important member of the team, a defenseman, and he ends up scoring the game-winning goal, which is a fantastic play. To see him get that goal was fun too. So, yeah, great win on Saturday, and hopefully that pushes them into this Hockey East play the rest of the way with some momentum.
Well, while the Black Bears were taking on the defending national champions, Lowell was playing in a tournament out west and played pretty well and came away with a couple of big wins.
Yeah, Palm Springs, California. They were in a Cactus Cup is what they called it. First year of that tournament. So they enjoyed the weather of Southern California and picked up a couple of wins. Michigan Tech, who's a very good hockey team, and then they won the Cactus Cup, the Coachella Valley Cactus Cup against Omaha, another good college hockey team. Both those games were 3-2 finals. So they're coming off their second tournament victory of the season. They also played in one in Lake Placid back at the end of November. They beat St. Lawrence and Clarkson. So they've won a couple in-season tournaments. Those things are motivating if you get a trophy. You go, you win one of those, and you know, winning a tournament at any time is a lot of fun. So, yeah, they're coming home back to Lowell after winning that Coachella Cup, Cactus Cup tournament, and they're going to be fired up and ready for this Maine team.
Well, it's a huge matchup. A team's ranked number 6 and 7 in the country, but also in terms of Hockey East points, right now the top two teams in the league.
Correct. Maine, 18 points, just 1 point ahead of Lowell. They both played 9 games. BC, BU, Providence in that same mix too. So yeah, this is a pivotal weekend, just hockey standings wise, to see if Maine can get these critical points to keep themselves in that first place position. I asked Ben Barr about the standings. Maine hockey head coach Ben Barr, not too concerned about the Hockey East standings. Not something he says he looks at, but you know, fans look at it, and it is nice to be in the top of your league. So, yeah, Maine's 1 point ahead of Lowell. They both played 9 games. So something will be decided this weekend where these two teams sit.
Well, one of the keys for the Black Bears all season long has been the great play in net of Albin Boya. What, third in the country now, a 1.61 goals against average?
He has been outstanding. You know, he won the job last year as a freshman, and he's just controlled the net this year. Patrick Spurzens, it can play too. He's played 1 game and look sharp. So they have 2 goaltenders who can play, but Albin Boya just hasn't shown any signs of needing a night off. And he has been fantastic for Maine, and they're going to need him this weekend against a high powered Lowell team.
And speaking of goaltender play, they've been using a couple of guys for the Riverhawks this season. Who do you think we'll see in that in the opener?
You don't know. I don't know, because you look at kind of how they've done it. They've gone back and forth. They've rotated a bit. One night, Friday night will be one guy. The next week it will be the other guy. So You never know. Norm Bazan doesn't show his cards. He keeps everything really close to the chest. You could ask him 2 minutes before faceoff, and he'll tell you the goalie will be we'll know at puck drop. So, but Henry Welsh, a fifth-year player, he's got a lot of experience in net for them. Has played really well. Maybe he'll go tonight to start this top 10 matchup, put the guy in there with more experience, but we'll have to wait and see what they do. I think we'll see both guys one each night. What night that will be, we'll wait till Norm tells us tonight.
We're talking to John Shields here on Downtown. Well, it might be advisable for the Black Bears to avoid penalties because Lowell's got one of the best power plays in the country.
Yeah, and at critical times too, you can't take dumb penalties in your defensive zone. They're going to have to be disciplined tonight. That doesn't mean don't be physical. They can have clean hits and finish their checks. But Lowell, like I said, is a dangerous team, and on the power play, as you mentioned, Rich, they're very good, and they have a player Nemec who's got 3 power play goals for them, leads their power play. But Scout Truman is a guy who's been around a long time in hockey. He's feel like he's been there forever. He's a skilled player on the power play too. Owen Cole, Isaac Johnson. So they've got some heavy hitters that really capitalize when they have the man advantage. So Maine's gonna, as you said, gonna have to stay out of the penalty box and not give Lowell extra opportunities in this big game.
And for the Black Bears, boy, a constant all season long, and he's really stepped up since the injury to Breen. Harrison Scott's been just great for the Bears.
Outstanding. One of the alternate captains for this team, and just a good head on his shoulders, a very experienced hockey player, transfer from Bentley, and really has taken this opportunity at Maine and ran with it, and has done great things, continued to score, and they're going to need him to win faceoffs. It's something he's good at. And you're right, without Breen as a center, Harrison Scott is out there in critical times, and yeah, they're going to need him. That is something that is I'm not going to say hurt them, but something that has been a little noticeable is the lack of Lyndon Breen and the skill he has at winning faceoffs, looking for somebody to step up in that position. And Harrison Scott has done a great job with that in his role.
A couple of different starting times tonight. They'll drop the puck at 7:15. You'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:45, and then it's an early start for the Saturday game.
Yes, Lowell. I feel like every time we go to Lowell on a Friday in my tenure, they love the 7:15 Friday faceoff. I'm not sure if there's a reason for that or if it's Lowell traffic. I don't know. Yeah, 7:15 game one. And then on Saturday, a 6 o'clock faceoff, because it is a Nesson game broadcast throughout out New England. So a chance for these two top 10 teams to play to a bigger audience on TV on Saturday, which is fun too. So that's the reason for that one.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all about you, John. They want to give you a little extra time to navigate that traffic on 495 this afternoon. And then tomorrow, get you out early so you can get home at a reasonable hour.
I'm not, I won't lie to you. When I saw that, I was pleasantly surprised. that extra hour in the middle of the night is huge.
And John, I mentioned too, we'll let people behind the curtain here. We're testing the equipment, our new setup here for podcast and future endeavors. And this system that you introduced me to, I love this thing. It's great.
It is. It's great for podcasters. And, I have one, and anytime somebody asks me about it, I have to nerd out on it and just tell people how great it is. And I should get a commission
really
from that sale to the Roadcaster Corporation, because I sold you on it. But it's great. It's great for podcasting, and I've listened to a bunch of the stuff you put out already, and it sounds great. Rich, you're off to a fantastic start.
Well, good luck to you. Travel safely this weekend, John. Enjoy the game. Tonight, 6:45, pregame show on the Black Bears Sports Network, Maine and UMass Lowell in a big Hockey East matchup. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Rich. We'll talk to you soon.